VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil.
On this vote, the yeas are 88, the nays are 9. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the passage of this bill, the bill is passed.
And with that, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday night after Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th, with U.S. President Joe Biden signing it. The bill comes without funding for Ukraine's war with Russia, for which Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expressed regret.
This CR is still very good news for the American people. Today, MAGA extremists have failed, bipartisanship has prevailed, and both parties have come together to avert a shutdown.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he'll revisit Ukraine later, but this bill needed to be passed now.
An entirely avoidable government shutdown would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back. And in the process, it would saddle the people we represent with unnecessary hardships. So I'm glad our colleagues in the House have taken action on a continuing resolution that keeps critical government functions going at their current rates of operation.
President Joe Biden signed the bill before midnight, and he called it good news for the American people. Large groups of migrants, mostly from Venezuela, continue to arrive at the U.S.-Mexico border Saturday to present themselves to the U.S. authorities and demand asylum. Early Saturday, Reuters video showed Venezuela migrants making their way across the Rio Grande into El Paso in Eagle Pass, Texas, where they were awaiting processing. This is VOA News. Ukraine has hosted an international defense industry conference in an effort to ramp up weapons production within the country. AP correspondent Karen Chamas with more.
The summit is an attempt to repel Russia's full-scale invasion and reduce foreign dependence on arms deliveries by creating their own defense industry within Ukraine. The event, attended by around 250 defense companies from more than 30 countries, marks a new development in the international support of Ukraine. The focus had previously been on delivering weapons, resulting in a depletion of stocks for many nations in order to support Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
A populist former prime minister and his leftist party have won early parliamentary elections in Slovakia, staging a political comeback after campaigning on a pro-Russian and anti-American message. And that's according to almost complete results, with results 99.2% from about 6,000 polling stations counted by Slavic stations office early Sunday. Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and the leftists or direction party lead with 23.3% of the votes. Turkey's Interior Affairs Minister says a suicide bomber detonated an explosive device near his ministry while a second assailant was killed in a shootout with police. Ali Yerlikaya said that two police officers were slightly injured during the attack in the Turkish capital. The attack occurred hours before Parliament was scheduled to reopen Sunday following a summer recess. Television footage showed bomb squads working near a parked vehicle in the area. There was no immediate information on the assailants. Kurdish and far-left militant groups, as well as the Islamic State group, have carried out deadly attacks throughout the country in the past. Recapping our top story, the threat of a federal government shutdown ended late Saturday after the U.S. Congress approved a temporary funding bill to keep federal agencies open until November 17th. U.S. President Joe Biden signed it before the midnight deadline. And the bill comes without funding for Ukraine's war with Russia. And there was some sentiment expressed for that. More at VOANews.com. I'm Tom McNeil, VOA News.